If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you've been whiling away, maybe distracted by not saving effectively for your retirement savings, what if I told you that one of the key benefits of investing for retirement using a retirement fund is the generous tax deduction that taxpayers receive for saving towards their retirement? And so much more so when you actually go beyond the maximum annual tax deductible amount to a retirement fund. Well, we're going to find out if there are any benefits to this, how we should be navigating the landscape, and of course, making sure we get a bang for our buck in terms of tax returns there. Megan Fraser joins us now as tax manager at Allan Gray. Megan, such a pleasure joining you or having you join us on the show this evening, and thank you for your patience with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Gugu, for having me on the line this evening. It's really a pleasure to be with you guys.
Always exciting to speak to you. Tax is typically a topic that we get scared about. We become anxious. We get our stomach does somersaults. But when we understand that there are actually benefits to saving for retirement using a retirement annuity, it does the opposite. It gets us excited. So tell us, what are the tax benefits of saving for your retirement using an RA?
Certainly, Gugu. So retirement annuities really are a great way to save for retirement, whilst also saving on your tax bill at the same time. So the great thing about this product is that anyone can open one in their own name, which goes against the general perception that retirement savings need to go through your employer. So if you do not have a retirement fund through your employer, or even if you are looking to save for your retirement over and above what your employer is currently contributing, a retirement annuity really is a great option for you. So some of the benefits of this product as a savings vehicle are the fact that the contributions are tax deductible in the tax year that they are made, which means that you pay less tax now. So the deduction that government offers, which you mentioned, is really quite generous, but it is subject to certain parameters. So as for the legislation at the moment, deductible contributions are capped at a maximum of 27.5% of the greater of your taxable income or remuneration, with an annual ceiling of 350,000 Rand. Another really great benefit is that whilst you are invested in this product, you pay no tax on your interest earnings or dividends or capital gains. And lastly, as well, your retirement annuity investment also does not form part of your estate when you pass away, provided that none of your excess contributions are utilized by your beneficiary to reduce the tax payable on a cash lump sum that may be taken by them.
That's a very important aspect for us to bear in mind, right? Because it does offer the family some sense of flexibility and access to cash to get going during that difficult time. You mentioned two important figures, 350,000 Rand as a cap, as well as 27.5%, I guess, in terms of the earnings that or tax table that would be applicable to you. Talk us through this, that we actually do understand what constitutes an excess contribution.
Sure. So that 27.5% is of your taxable income or remuneration for the year. And if that 27.5% amount is in excess of 350,000 Rand, as you mentioned, it's capped at that 350,000 Rand. So if you contribute in excess of that annual allowable deduction that SARS offers to any of your retirement funds, the amount which exceeds your allowable deduction for the year will be considered to be excess contributions. The really good news is that these excess or non-deductible contributions are not lost by the taxpayer, as they remain on SARS's records to benefit you or even your beneficiaries in future years. One very important thing to note, Gugu, and for your listeners as well, is that if you have made additional contributions to your retirement fund that did not go through your employer's payroll and are therefore not automatically populated on your income tax return, that you please ensure that you complete this information when filing your return. So the reason for this is that SARS cannot give you the benefit of these contributions in the form of a tax deduction if they are not aware that you have made them.
And this is where the necessary documentation would have to be submitted, right?
Certainly, yes.
And maybe talk us through that, because I think perhaps we tend to only remember and panic when it comes to February as the end of the financial year and tax year. And then we all start to jolt and maybe try to make deposits for excess contributions. Is there a way within which we should appropriately approach it and also make sure that we do get the necessary tax certificates as well from the investment institutions we partner with?
Yes, definitely. So your financial institutions should issue you with a tax certificate every year, generally around about the time of filing season, which is about July, August every year. So if you have not received a contribution certificate from your financial institution, you can can always reach out to them. So ask them if there is a way for you to obtain this certificate, or if you can potentially get a provisional certificate, which will help you to assess how much you have actually contributed for the year and potentially see if there's any room for you to contribute further to your retirement fund.
100%. This is so important. And I guess what we also should be understanding is the benefits for the long term. And maybe you can run us through an example that does illustrate the tax savings investors do derive from excess contributions on retirement. And even if it might not happen every year, but where you can, making sure that you do contribute a little extra.
No, certainly. So there are four ways in which these excess contributions really can benefit you. So the first is that SARS will automatically give you the benefit in the following tax year as a tax deduction. So you basically will start the following tax year with a deduction already coming your way, and then any additional contributions that you make within that year will be added on top of this brought forward amount in calculating your annual allowable deduction. They will also be carried forward year on year until they are fully utilized, and therefore you never really lose that benefit. The second way that you may see the benefit is that they will increase the value of any tax-free lump sum taken from a retirement fund before or after retirement. And thirdly, should you retire and transfer your retirement benefit to a living annuity, SARS will apply your excess contributions to your living annuity income on assessment, which effectively reduces the tax on your income and results in a tax refund. So one of the most important illustrative examples I can give with regards to how you can benefit from these excess contributions, we could potentially look at a practical example if that's helpful. So let's assume that an investor has over-contributed an amount of 200,000 rand in the last tax year and has completed this in their tax return, resulting in SARS actually having this information on their records. Let's also assume that the same investor has been extremely diligent in saving for their retirement fund and has not had to take any previous cash lump sums from their retirement fund, meaning that full 550,000 rand amount available at 0% of tax has not yet been utilized by this client. So if the investor is now retiring from his retirement annuity fund, which has a value of, let's say, 2.4 million rand roundabout, the retirement rule states that the investor is entitled to take one-third in cash and would need to preserve the remaining two-thirds of this amount. So if the investor chooses to take the full one-third as a cash lump sum, he will be making a withdrawal of 800,000 rand from the fund. So the first thing that happens is we reduce this 800,000 rand cash amount by the amount of excess contributions that are available to this investor, meaning that the taxable amount has now reduced to 600,000 rand. We then apply the retirement tax table to this amount of 600,000 rand. And with that 550,000 rand taxed at 0%, the result is that the investor only pays tax on the 50,000 rand, which results in a tax amount of 9,000 rand on that full cash withdrawal of 800,000 rand.
Gotcha.
So in contrast, should the same investor have not had the excess of contributions available to them, we would have taken the full 800,000 rand and applied the retirement tax tables, which would have resulted in a tax liability on the lump sum of 47,700 rand. So as you can see, Guzu, there is quite a significant tax saving at retirement for an investor who has these excess contributions on hand.
Yes. Definitely. So many lessons that we need to learn, and I hope that it's a lot of information, but we'll continue to absorb it. And most importantly, making sure that we do speak to a certified financial planner to guide us with these particular themes. Thank you so much again for your time, Megan. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Gregor. Anytime. Have a great evening.
You too. That's Megan Frazier, who's a tax manager at Allan Gray, joining us this evening to help us understand the benefits of excess retirement fund contributions that will last you throughout your lifetime.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.